No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are so welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the fourth day of September. I apologize, but it's probably going to go on all month long. It's so good to be here with you. Boy, I am tickled to be here. This community is so amazing. We're celebrating 20 years. We launched a book, and thank you guys. Thank you for your support. It gives the pain that we go through purpose to give back, to just see somebody on their journey and know and let them know that they are not alone. Because alone is one of the worst feelings in the world, and it's getting more and more common. That makes me so sad. And so thank you for how you have embraced the breathing prayer. We are really excited about this, and there's so much more to come. But for now, we are going to jump into the Word. There's a lot to read today. We're reading Ezekiel chapters 24 through 27. This week, we're reading the New International Version. Ezekiel chapter 24. In the ninth year, in the tenth month, on the tenth day, the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, record this date, this very date, because the king of Babylon has laid siege to Jerusalem this very day. Tell this rebellious people a parable and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Put on the cooking pot, put it on, and pour water on it. Put into it the pieces of meat, all the choice pieces, the leg and the shoulder. Fill it with the best of these bones. Take the pick of the flock. Pile wood beneath it for the bones. Bring it to a boil and cook the bones in it. For this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to the city of bloodshed, to the pot now encrusted, whose deposit will not go away. Take the meat out piece by piece in whatever order it comes. For the blood she shed is in her midst. She poured it on the bare rock. She did not pour it on the ground where the dust would cover it. To stir up wrath and take revenge, I put her blood on the bare rock so that it would not be covered. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to the city of bloodshed. I too will pile the wood high. So heap on the wood and kindle the fire. Cook the meat well, mixing in the spices, and let the bones be charred. Then set the empty pot on the coals till it becomes hot and its copper glows, so that its impurities may be melted and its deposit burned away. It has frustrated all efforts. Its heavy deposit has not been removed, not even by fire. Now your impurity is lewdness, because I tried to cleanse you, but you would not be cleansed from your impurity. You will not be clean again until my wrath against you has subsided. I, the Lord, have spoken. The time has come for me to act. I will not hold back. I will not have pity, nor will I relent. You will be judged according to your conduct and your actions, declares the sovereign Lord. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, with one blow, I am about to take away from you the delight of your eyes. Yet do not lament or weep or shed any tears. Groan quietly. Do not mourn for the dead. Keep your turban fastened and your sandals on your feet. Do not cover your mustache and beard or eat the customary food of mourners. So I spoke to the people in the morning, and in the evening, my wife died. The next morning, I did as I had been commanded. Then the people asked me, "Won't you tell us what these things have to do with us? Why are you acting like this?" So I said to them, "The word of the Lord came to me. Say to the people of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am about to desecrate my sanctuary, the stronghold in which you take pride, the delight of your eyes, the object of your affection. The sons and daughters you left behind will fall by the sword, and you will do as I have done. You will not cover your mustache and beard or eat the customary food of mourners. You will keep your turbans on your heads and your sandals on your feet. You will not mourn or weep, but will waste away because of your sins and groan among yourselves. Ezekiel will be a sign to you. You will do just as he has done. When this happens, you will know that I am the sovereign Lord. And you, son of man, on the day I take away their stronghold, their joy and glory, the delight of their eyes, their heart's desire, and their sons and daughters as well, on that day, a fugitive will come to tell you the news. At that time, your mouth will be opened. You will speak with him and will no longer be silent. So you will be a sign to them, and they will know that I am the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, set your face against the Ammonites and prophesy against them. Say to them, hear the word of the sovereign Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Because you said, aha, over my sanctuary, when it was desecrated, and over the land of Israel, when it was laid waste, and over the people of Judah, when they went into exile. Therefore, I am going to give you to the people of the east as a possession. They will set up their camps and pitch their tents among you. They will eat your fruit and drink your milk. I will turn Rabbah into a pasture for camels, and Ammon into a resting place for sheep. Then you will know that I am the Lord. For this is what the sovereign Lord says. Because you have clapped your hands and stamped your feet, rejoicing with all the malice of your heart against the land of Israel. Therefore, I will stretch out my hand against you and give you as plunder to the nations. I will wipe you out from among the nations and exterminate you from the countries. I will destroy you, and you will know that I am the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Because Moab and Seir said, look, Judah has become like all the other nations. Therefore, I will expose the flank of Moab, beginning at its frontier towns, Beth Jeshimoth, Baal Meon, and Kiriathaim, the glory of that land. I will give Moab along with the Ammonites to the people of the east as a possession, so that the Ammonites will not be remembered among the nations, and I will inflict punishment on Moab. Then they will know that I am the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Because Edom took revenge on Judah and became very guilty by doing so, therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I will stretch out my hand against Edom and kill both man and beast. I will lay it waste, and from Teman to Dedan they will fall by the sword. I will take vengeance on Edom by the hand of my people Israel, and they will deal with Edom in accordance with my anger and my wrath. They will know my vengeance, declares the sovereign Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Because the Philistines acted in vengeance and took revenge with malice in their hearts, and with ancient hostility sought to destroy Judah, therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am about to stretch out my hand against the Philistines, and I will wipe out the Kiriathites and destroy those remaining along the coast. I will carry out great vengeance on them and punish them in my wrath. Then they will know that I am the Lord when I take vengeance on them. In the 11th month of the 12th year, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, because Tyre has said of Jerusalem, aha, the gate to the nations is broken and its doors have swung open to me. Now that she lies in ruins, I will prosper. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against you, Tyre, and I will bring many nations against you, like the sea casting up its waves. They will destroy the walls of Tyre and pull down her towers. I will scrape away her rubble and make her a bare rock. Out in the sea, she will become a place to spread fish nets, for I have spoken, declares the Sovereign Lord. She will become plunder for the nations, and her settlements on the mainland will be ravaged by the sword. Then they will know that I am the Lord. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says. From the north, I am going to bring against Tyre Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, king of kings, with horses and chariots, with horsemen and a great army. He will ravage your settlements on the mainland with the swords. He will set up siege works against you, build a ramp up to your walls, and raise his shields against you. He will direct the blows of his battering rams against your walls and demolish your towers with his weapons. His horses will be so many that they will cover you with dust. Your walls will tremble at the noise of the war horses, wagons, and chariots when he enters your gates, as men enter a city whose walls have been broken through. The hooves of his horses will trample all your streets. He will kill your people with the sword, and your strong pillars will fall to the ground. They will plunder your wealth and loot your merchandise. They will break down your walls and demolish your fine houses and throw your stones, timber, and rubble into the sea. I will put an end to your noisy songs, and the music of your harps will be heard no more. I will make you a bare rock, and you will become a place to spread fish nets. You will never be rebuilt, for I, the Lord, have spoken, declares the Sovereign Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to Tyre. Will not the coastlands tremble at the sound of your fall, when the wounded groan and the slaughter takes place in you? Then all the princes of the coast will step down from their thrones and lay aside their robes and take off their embroidered garments. Clothed with terror, they will sit on the ground, trembling every moment, appalled at you. Then they will take up a lament concerning you and say to you, how you are destroyed, city of renown, peopled by men of the sea. You were a power on the seas, you and your citizens. You put your terror on all who lived there. Now the coastlands tremble on the day of your fall. The islands in the sea are terrified at your collapse. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. When I make you a desolate city, like cities no longer inhabited, and when I bring the ocean depths over you and its vast waters cover you, then I will bring you down with those who go down to the pit, to the people of long ago. I will make you dwell in the earth below, as in ancient ruins, with those who go down to the pit, and you will not return or take your place in the land of the living. I will bring you to a horrible end, and you will be no more. You will be sought, but you will never again be found, declares the Sovereign Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, take up a lament concerning Tyre. Say to Tyre, situated at the gateway to the sea, merchant of peoples on many coasts, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. You say, Tyre, I am perfect in beauty. Your domain was on the high seas. Your builders brought your beauty to perfection. They made all your timbers of juniper from Senir. They took a cedar from Lebanon to make a mast for you. Of oaks from Bashan, they made your oars. Of cypress wood from the coasts of Cyprus, they made your deck, adorned with ivory. Fine embroidered linen from Egypt was your sail and served as your banner. Your awnings were of blue and purple from the coasts of Elisha. Men of Sidon and Arvad were your oarsmen, your skilled men. Tyre were aboard as your sailors. Veteran craftsmen of Byblos were on board as shipwrights to caulk your seams. All the ships of the sea and their sailors came alongside to trade for your wares. Men of Persia, Lydia, and Put served as soldiers in your army. They hung their shields and helmets on your walls, bringing you splendor. Men of Arvad and Helek guarded your walls on every side. Men of Gamad were in your towers. They hung their shields around your walls. They brought your beauty to perfection. Tarshish did business with you because of your great wealth of goods. They exchanged silver, iron, tin, and lead for your merchandise. Greece, Tubal, and Meshech did business with you. They traded human beings and articles of bronze for your wares. Men of Bet Togarma exchanged chariot horses, cavalry horses, and mules for your merchandise. The men of Rhodes traded with you, and many coastlands were your consumers. They paid you with ivory tusks and ebony. Aram did business with you because of your many products. They exchanged turquoise, purple fabric, embroidered work, fine linen, coral, and rubies for your merchandise. Judah and Israel traded with you. They exchanged wheat from Minnith and confections, honey, olive oil, and balm for your wares. Damascus did business with you because of your many products and great wealth of goods. They offered wine from Helbon, wool from Zahar, and casks of wine from Izal in exchange for your wares, wrought iron, cassia, and calamus. Dedan traded in saddle blankets with you. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar were your customers. They did business with you in lambs, rams, and goats. The merchants of Sheba and Ramah traded with you. For your merchandise, they exchanged the finest of all kinds of spices and precious stones and gold. Haran, Cana, and Eden, and merchants of Sheba, Ashur, and Kelmad traded with you. In your marketplace, they traded with you beautiful garments, blue fabric, embroidered work, and multicolored rugs with cords twisted and tightly knotted. The ships of Tarshish serve as carriers for your wares. You are filled with heavy cargo as you sail the sea. Your oarsmen take you out to the high seas, but the east wind will break you to pieces far out at sea. Your wealth, merchandise, and wares, your mariners, sailors, and shipwrights, your merchants, and all your soldiers and everyone else on board will sink into the heart of the sea on the day of your shipwreck. The shorelands will quake when your sailors cry out. All who handle the oars will abandon their ships. The mariners and all the sailors will stand on the shore. They will raise their voice and cry bitterly over you. They will sprinkle dust on their heads and roll in ashes. They will shave their heads because of you and will put on sackcloth. They will weep over you with anguish of soul and with bitter mourning. As they wail and mourn over you, they will take up a lament concerning you. Who was ever silenced like Tyre, surrounded by the sea? When your merchandise went out on the seas, you satisfied many nations. With your great wealth and your wares, you enriched the kings of the earth. Now you are shattered by the sea. In the depths of the waters, your wares and all your company have gone down with you. All who live in the coastlands are appalled at you. Their kings shudder with horror, and their faces are distorted with fear. The merchants along the nations scoff at you. You have come to a horrible end and will be no more. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for this time and the space together. Thank you for the challenge that your word brings to us. To hear this means that we need to reflect. We have to look underneath the surface that's not always clear to us, and that makes us uncomfortable because we want the answers and we want them at the snap of our fingers. But you cause us to look deeper. You cause us to look inward. You cause us to wrestle with the things that we hear so that we can know who you are in a real intimate way. I pray that knowing about you will no longer be acceptable for those who long to truly know you and the truth of who you are. And thank you that you are all truth. I pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that's the free app. You can download it, take a look around. There are resources there designed to help enhance your journey through the Bible. And our latest resource that we just launched in celebration of our 20th year anniversary is the Breathing Prayer, written by my husband, Brian, our son, Ezekiel, and myself, based on just a difficult time in Ezekiel's life at school. It sort of spilled out in a lot of different ways and a lot of different areas of his life. And I'm grateful to say we are on the other side of that. Since we are, we just developed a little resource, and we hope that it will be a special little tool to help your littles or your bigs or you get through a difficult time, or to just how to know that you're not alone in seasons of anxiety or depression or loneliness or isolation. This is not a one-size-fits-all cure-all. It's just a little tool to help us remember that we are not alone. So the Breathing Prayer, a little book for big feelings, that is available now in the Daily Audio Bible Store. If you would like to partner with us here at the Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or utilizing the app, you can look for the Give icon up at the top right-hand corner, and lastly, look for Give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number to call. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Or, utilizing your app again, hit the red circle button, the prayer hotline button up at the top mid-ish, right-ish section. When you are finished, hit submit and then turn your little wheel with your finger over to chronological to ensure that it gets to the right place. That is it for me today. We'll turn the page together tomorrow and continue in this book of Ezekiel. I'm Jill. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for this breathing that I breathe. Thank you for this seeing that I see. Thank you for this talking that I talk. Lord, you are more than enough for us. Lord, I pray that those who follow different religions keep their religions, but also keep in mind that you are the true foundation, the true rock on which I stand, the true Messiah and Lord. My prayer, Lord, is that everyone that doesn't know you shall know you. Everyone that doesn't believe shall believe. Everyone that doesn't speak, see, walk, feel, taste, hear, etc., they will have that back in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are powerful. Lord, you are worthy. But Lord, the blessing that you have given us is nothing compared to what you deserve after sending your one and only son, the one that you cared for most, to die. Lord, thank you for today. Amen. God bless y'all.
This is Tilly from Florida calling in for KSD. I just heard your prayer request, praise report. I'm just going to call it a praise report. On the September 1st, and just give praise and honor to God. Lord, I thank you for KSD, and I thank you for, you know, his ministry to the body of Christ, and I thank you for your answering prayer. Even those prayers where we might not mention it every day, you remember our prayers, you remember our family, you remember our loved ones every day. So I thank you for the phone call he received from his daughter and for the seeds that were planted. And Lord God, I ask you to water those seeds and lead it to a seed of repentance and restoration in the name of Jesus. KSD, praise God. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your open heart. Thank you for sharing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh my God, today is September 1st and it's Labor Day here in Mississippi. This is Maria in Mississippi and I was listening to KSD. Oh my God. I'm almost at a loss for words, but I'm so thankful for the hope that you give in your testimony, the faithfulness that you've given to God and the praise and the worship, even on your birthday, and how God honors our faithfulness by returning faithfulness to us, and how he did so in having your daughter call you when you least expected her to, and to have a conversation with her and she engaged. Oh, what a joy. I could hear it in your cry and your cry out to God, the joy that you are experiencing right now. And I'm inclined to believe that most of us here in the DAB community have a hope in God for a circumstance that we're dealing with, to have that experience of joy and relief and knowing that God answers prayers. So I'm so thankful to have heard your testimony, and it gives me a hope in some of the things that I'm hoping for dealing with family. And I praise God for your testimony. And I'm continually praying for Bianca and your relationship. God be glorified. Have a good day.
Hello, DABC family. This is Diana from Florida, and I am here. I have been here this entire time. Just had a lot of busyness going on with trying to acclimate to the new school year and all of those details. But I'm here, and I want to be able to pray for a couple of the DAB Seers. First of all, I want to pray for this school shooting that happened in Minneapolis and for the victims that have dealt with this. I also want to pray for the missionary family that's newly married and recently lost their 20-week-old baby. And I also want to pray for KSD because it's his birthday, and also because he was able to receive a miraculous phone call from his daughter Bianca that he hadn't heard from in a really long time. Dear Jesus, I lift up this missionary family into your hands. Lord God, I pray that you would take them under the shadow and protection of your wings, Lord God, that as they grieve the loss of their 20-week-old baby, that you would heal the mama from the trauma that she experienced in losing this child, that you would heal her husband's, Lord, that you would bring them clarity through the season, even in the midst of not knowing why this all occurred. Help them to cling to you, God, in this time. I also pray for the victims of the school shooting in Minneapolis, this Catholic church that experienced wickedness and evil. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that this would not deter their faith, that they would grip to you for dear life, Lord. For your word says that blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And I pray that as they mourn, that you would comfort them, Jesus, comfort their families and provide them all the resources necessary for them to be able to move forward. I also pray that you give KSC a blessed birthday, and that as he navigates his relationship with his daughter Bianca, that she would be drawn back to you and back to her family. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.